I think we are ready to start. So welcome to this meeting, which is the NOMCOM review evaluation. Alejandro Pisanti, who was the chair of the NOMCOM review working group, has a different commitment and he apologizes, but he can't be with us. He's the speaker at one concurrent conference. So we can do some introduction. The two members of the NOMCOM review working group, Steve Goldstein and Jonathan Cohen. And we have also other VIPs in the previous and current chairs of the NOMCOM who are pretty much interested in the NOMCOM review. We have George Sadowski. And we have Hagen Hulsch and Trisha Drakes. As for myself, I'm the chair of the SIC, who is in charge for the coordination of the working groups on the reviews. I would like also to introduce Marco, and I have to think twice. More often than not, I say Massimiliano, and I call Massimiliano Marco, but anyway, this time I get it right. So Marco will walk us through the history of what has been done up to now and what are the recommendations. And then my plan is to go back to each and every recommendation to have a little bit of discussion and then from there on figure out what's next. Marco.
Thank you, Roberto. Marco Lorenzoni, and I'm staff, as many of you know already, in charge of the coordination of the organizational review function. Let's have a look as first to the timeline of what has been done in so far, so the external review of the NOMCOM and the following activity of the working group, and let's see also the dates in which all the deliverables were issued. The initial report has been produced by the Anti-Arousal Consulting Group in October 2007, and is still available on the web, so you can access the independent report. Following the report, as it is always the case in ICANN, we had a period of public comments, and also the public comments that are received are still accessible on the web. A NOMCOM review working group was set up, as Roberto reminded, under the chairing of Alejandro Pisanti, with the task to understand and to collate, let's say, the recommendations of the independent reviewers with the comments received, and to pass to a final document containing recommendations for action for the attention to the board. The report of the working group was issued in July 2008, and at that time, further action was put on hold, waiting for the outcomes from other reviews that were ongoing, particularly the review of the board of directors of ICANN. Now we have the independent board review that has been issued in November 2008, so what we were waiting at that time has arrived. The working group of the board review is working, and tomorrow we will present the interim report from the activity of the board review working group in the main meeting room here. Let's have a very quick overview of the key,
Just one point of clarification on the first slide. When you said the working group report was issued, I do not believe it was issued in the normal way in terms of being published. I don't think the world at large has seen the working group report.
Correct.
And I think that's actually, it's important because when you see the procedure for working groups is actually they produce the report and they are then published so that the world at large can see what's there. And I think that needs to be very clear because no comments have been input in terms of that report. It's not a criticism, but I think it needs to be made. There's a big step that's been missed. And from a community standpoint, we're back to the secret society. It hasn't, you know, it's been issued to somebody, but not actually made public. And I think that's and for this group as well, I think it's really important.
Yes, you're right. And it was my intention then to release it for public comment at the end of this meeting, if there is agreement within this group. Fact is that the report has been given to the BGC at the moment when we were discussing, when the BGC was coordinating these activities, when we were discussing about moving over to a new committee that was coordinating then the review activities. At the same time, we have figured out the fact that there were several correlations between the NOMCOM, the recommendation for the NOMCOM, and potential issues in the ALAC and in the board review. So I think that it is not that the step has been skipped, but had a long delay before doing the public comment. But we are definitely going to have we are going to definitely release it for public comment.
I think though, I'm actually trying to be very constructive here, so I'm not actually trying to create problems. I'm trying rather to avoid them when it is published. And in the way you may publish it, because the report itself is now effectively 2 years out of date, let's say, not quite that amount. There have been two nominating committee chairs since then. The world is different. And in trying to be helpful in terms of catch-up, I think it's important that when you do release it, you take into account not just the comments, but openly say, which is not, you know, everybody understands, but actually make it clear that what's being put out is a report based on a position 2 years ago. And one of the reasons you have so many red ribbons round is because we want to make sure that the NOMCOM review report reflects the current position, and if we can, to catch up. But with a community who wants openness and transparency, I think it's really important to make that point clear and for us to try and do a quick catch-up because I, like anyone else, want this to be brought. And there were issues with ALAC review or even the GNSO review, as you know, chaired it, that had linkages with the NOMCOM. So from this meeting and from the slides, I think we have to be honest and clear that it was missed for whatever reason, and that we try and pick up. And we've actually got the NOMCOM chair that was relevant when the report was there, the two current, and actually the current members of NOMCOM who were here and not in other meetings, try and do that. But I think we have to be honest with the community, because there is a big step, and we've got a report that's 2 years out of date.
Just adding one comment. Very much in support. I'm sorry. I do very much support what Tricia has just said. I just wanted to mention that I, in my function as chair of the nominating committee last year, have never been asked by the reviewers at any time for situation, for changes, and for comments, just as information regarding transparency.
Does that work? I must say, I never felt on this review group that it could possibly reach any conclusions that were firm until the GNSO improvements and the board review were complete, because the relationship between what the NOMCOM does